Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Hadith number 354, we need someone to read it.
Aisha reported that the Quraysh had been worried about the Makhzumi woman who had committed theft and said, who will speak to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam about her? They said, who dare it? But Usama, the loved one of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Usama spoke to him. Thereupon, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you intercede regarding one of the punishment prescribed by Allah? He then stood up and addressed, saying, O people, what the people before you was that when a man of honor stole, they let him go. But when someone who is not as honorable stole, they inflicted the prescribed punishment upon him. By Allah, if Fatima, daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were to steal, I would have had her hand cut off. Another narration, she was a woman borrowing stuff and denying that she borrowed it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered her hand cut off.
Okay, this hadith is quite clear. A woman who is honorable and from a very reputable family, Makhzumiya, stole. And another narration, she used to deny borrowed things, meaning that she used to borrow things. And when people say, give it back, and she said, I didn't take anything from you. And is this a cause for implementing prescribed punishment of cutting the hand? Scholars differed, and the most authentic opinion is that is not. Because we said that it has to be done in secret, it has to be stolen from some place that is safe, which is usually kept in, it has to become nisab, and denying things borrowed cannot fall under the same category. So why mention it? Scholars say that because this woman was both a thief and she used to deny borrowed things, meaning that whenever she took something, she denied that she ever had taken it. But not that cutting her hand was because of that. It was because she stole. So the people of Quraysh, because this was a woman from a reputable tribe, wanted to find a way, if it's possible, that her hand would not be cut off. So they discussed this among themselves and they said no one would dare to speak to the Prophet ﷺ except his beloved Usama, the son of his beloved Zayd. So this went to Usama, and Usama, a young man in his teen, 14 probably, or 15 of age, went to the Prophet ﷺ trying to intercede, meaning that, Prophet of Allah, this is the last time, she will not do it, please forgive her. And the Prophet ﷺ was angered by Usama's request. And he said, do you intercede in one of the prescribed punishment set by Allah? This is not for me or you. And then the Prophet made a khutbah ﷺ, gave a sermon, and highlighting the fact that any nation that has this kind of intercession is doomed, because this is what destroyed the previous nations. When an honorable person stole, they let him go. But if it's someone that is poor or weak, they implement the prescribed punishment. And then the Prophet ﷺ highlighted the Islamic law, stating that even if my daughter, Fatima, the beloved daughter of mine, if she were to steal, I would have chopped her hand off. This is the ruling of Allah. There are no gray areas. It's either black or white. And this is how the Islamic nation, the Islamic ummah, flourished in the beginning. Because there was no wasita. There was no, hold this for me and I hold that for you. Rub my back and I'll rub yours. No, it was straightforward. The law of Allah should be implemented, and this is what had taken place. Moving on to the hadith that follows that, which is hadith number 355. This is a movement from the prescribed punishment on stealing into the prescribed punishment for consuming intoxication. So hadith 355, who would like to read that? Okay, the brother there.
Anas bin Malik reported that a man who drank wine was brought up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who flogged with palm branches 40 lashes.
Okay, and we need someone to also read Hadith 356, the brother here.
Narrated Abu Barda, the Prophet ﷺ used to say, nobody should be flogged more than 10 lashes except in a prescribed punishment.
Okay. Both hadiths, one of them is related to consuming intoxicants, drinking wine, being in a state of intoxication. The Prophet ﷺ flogged with palm branches 40 lashes. And the other one states that it is not permissible to flog more than 10 lashes unless it is in the prescribed punishment. Why do we combine between these two hadiths? A lot of scholars say that the punishment for consuming intoxicants is not prescribed, meaning that it is not something you have to implement as it is. Why? They said because the Prophet ﷺ flogged 40, Abu Bakr 40, Umar in the beginning of his time 40, but then people used to drink a lot and would not be deterred. So Umar consulted the companions and they advised him that when someone drinks, he becomes intoxicated. And hence he says things that are not correct and he may slander someone. So what is the punishment for slandering? 80 lashes. So we suggest that you raise it up to 80. And so did Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. So scholars say that prescribed punishment means that you cannot add to it. This is what Allah prescribed. And they go on to say that at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it was not 40 lashes because some people would come and we would beat them either by lashing them, flogging them. Some of us would use the tip of their thobe, their garments. Some of us would take their sandals. So it was not 40 lashes only by branches of palm tree. Within this, a lot of things can be used. And that is why they say it is a punishment that goes back to the ruling of the Muslim judge, whether to be 40 or more. But it should not be less than 40 at all. And most likely it should not exceed more than 80 unless he is a professional person coming on and on, he has to be deterred. Now, the second hadith, which states that nobody should be flogged more than 10 lashes except in a prescribed punishment. There are a lot of interpretation to this hadith. The most authentic is that when the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, except in a prescribed punishment, this translation is wrong. The Arabic is haddun min hududillah. And the word had can mean a prescribed punishment, which is amputating the right hand for a thief, flogging a fornicator who's not married 100 times, stoning. All of these are considered to be prescribed punishment, had. But also the word had used in the Quran refers to sin in generally. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. Whoever transgresses in something that is forbidden, that Allah made forbidden, anything, not necessarily fornication or stealing or etc. So this is the most authentic opinion interpretation of scholars, that this hadith, we understand it as follows. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody should be flogged more than 10 lashes except in the case of a sin. This means that if someone's sinful, I can exceed 10 lashes. But if someone is not sinful, I should not exceed 10 lashes. And the question is that I pose to you, when can a person be not sinful yet be flogged less than 10 lashes? Yes.
Telling a lie.
In a lie? Yes, this can be, though lying is a sin. But just to make a long story short, this is applicable when a person is reprimanding his slave, maybe reprimanding his son. This is permissible. If my son comes late, I tell him you have to be home by 9, and he comes at 1 a.m. He's not drunk. He's not doing anything bad, but he disobeyed me and he made me very worried about him. Islam permits me to flog him, but not more than 10 lashes, in the sense that I'm reprimanding him. I am trying to make him behave like a man. Likewise, if my slave, not servant, servant is a free man, I cannot flog him. If my slave also does something and disobeys me or needs to be reprimanded, Islam allows me to flog him less than 10 times, 10 lashes. By the way, the etiquette of lashing is not what people think, a whip and bang. It's a lash that does not wound, that does not shed blood. Yes, lashing is not supposed to have scars and wounds in your back. This is torture. And that is why some schools of thought say that the format of lashing is that a man puts his left hand under his arm and he does this. He does not raise his arm. He does only this. So what's moving is my wrist. So we have to know that Islam does not promote torturing or wounding people or killing them, but this is a punishment that has to be undertaken. And he is not to take off his clothes to mean that it should be on the bare flesh. He could have his t-shirt, his clothes on, but not, of course, an overall jacket and big blanket on his back. No, normal clothes would do. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.